Good morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero and Amy K. Headlines 190 forecast. TRQ, not too far off. First round of textual healing with Playhouse family member Emily with kind of a sad one. But I kind of wonder if it's going to land in a familiar place for us. She says, my boyfriend of 9 months is an absolute wreck. We found out that his ex-girlfriend, the girl right before me, passed away unexpectedly. They dated for 3 years, and he's been just so distraught about it and a mess for weeks now. Is it odd he's so broken up about this ex? Should it concern me? I don't remember. Do you? Why we were talking about this kind of overall, like a widow concept. Was it a misconnection or something? Or what was the...
Oh, there was something. Was it because... It was a widow and they weren't changing their relationship status on Facebook.
So like it's very, very different in that this was a girlfriend and they weren't married, and it's different, but in the same respect, it's kind of similar in this sense. I don't think you need to be insecure about it because like even if there was still some residual feelings there, which I don't think there is, but if there was, he's obviously not gonna leave you for this person. Like this sounds horrible, but that's true. Also, doesn't it make him just a more human person that somebody he cared for 3 years?
Yeah.
He's like sad for them. Like that's, I don't think that's unusual. Everybody grieves different.
Yes. But how long didn't she just say it was going on for? Like
weeks.
Yes. You mourn someone. And I'm totally on your side where it's not like he's leaving you for this woman who passed away. It's sad. But was this maybe the first time someone close to him died?
True, might not have a lot of experience there. Sure.
That's why I'm wondering if he's mourning for so long. I think you go, you give him a hug. You're there for them. Show him how you support him. And then if you ever pass, you know he'll cry for you.
This is a very strange way to look at it, but that is very true. Any thoughts for her kind of helping him move past this or maybe her move past this? Because it seems to be bothering her more than him. In a different way. 237, it's text 35270 and textual healing this morning. 6:55 in the morning with Harry. It's late night talking. 194 from the Playhouse of the Morning. More music all day. It's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. In the middle of textual healing right now with Playhouse family member Emily, who said, my boyfriend of 9 months is an absolute wreck. We just found out his ex, the girl right before me, passed away unexpectedly. They dated for 3 years, and he's been so distraught, just a mess for weeks. Is this odd that he's so broken up about an ex? Should it concern me? Hello.
Not at all. No, it's totally understandable. Actually, if he wasn't feeling something, you know, sadness or whatever, I'd wonder about him.
So this kind of reaction in your mind, you're like, yeah, that's typical.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're talking about somebody passing away. I mean, that's just sad in general, whether you know the person or not, you know? And so for him to have, you know, that person was somebody meaningful and significant to him, of course he'd be sad.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you calling. I like the take, too. What are we seeing for text there, Amy K?
Someone did say maybe they did date for 3 years, but they could have been friends since they were 5 years old.
That's true. Yeah.
Someone said... It's someone he once loved that passed away. Not only is he sad, he's probably just gotten the, hey, everyone's going to die someday reminder, and facing that can be hard for people. Someone said, is he treating you badly or is he just sad?
It's true. I mean, and if everybody does grieve different, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, there'll be a day where you're just like, okay, this hasn't come up for a while. You seem chipper again. I mean, just everybody has their own timetable with that high.
Definitely not. Death is... affects everyone differently.
Yep.
There are no rules to how to act for death. So she cared about this person for once before. And as long as he didn't do something really awful to her, then I'm sure you still care about the person in the way where, of course, you're going to grieve for someone you had a relationship with.
Got it. We appreciate you calling. Yeah, just for clarification's sake, I think you flipped them a little bit. So it's her boyfriend that's thinking about his ex.
Mm-hmm.
But any other text there, Amy K?
Someone said he's probably thinking about their relationship, how he treated her, the fights they had, the problems they were dealing with, and then poof, now she's just gone, and that could be an eye-opener for someone. And someone else said, I think you just need to help him see why he's so upset. Get him to talk more. That can help people dealing with loss.
Yeah, you could literally just, I don't know, be his girlfriend and talk to him about it. Hey, you seem really broken up about this. Is there anything I can do? Do you want to talk about it? Gosh, what a crazy idea that would be.
Be nice there. Be supportive.
I don't know. That seems like terrible advice.
There is nothing for her to worry about, really.
No. Like, how could it be a red flag that he cared enough that he's sad that somebody passed away?
It's just, I think, because it's going on for so long. And that's why I wonder if it's the first, like, close death to him that he's ever dealt with.
Very possible. I would just, you know, give it some more time. Try to be that supportive girlfriend. Play that role. Headlines, Y90 forecasts, all that in the next couple, okay?
Y94. The best morning radio.
It's real. It's relatable.
I laugh a lot.
Bring it.
The Morning Playhouse.